In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a blessing to see you all today. I do see that we have a couple of visitors, so we welcome them and we remind them and all of you that after liturgy, of course, the fellowship continues. We would love to see you and the visitors next door and have a little coffee and continue with some fellowship. Now, before I actually get into my full sermon here, I have a favor, and the favor is I need some prayer for two reasons. Number one, my presbytera, well, three reasons. Presbytera Jennifer is right now driving children to camp, so she needs prayer, okay? The second reason is the kids are going to camp, so keep them in your prayers. And the third reason is that I'm going up to camp later on today, so keep me in your prayers as well. So, getting the kids ready for camp reminded me of a role that Presbytera and I play in the lives of our children. And that role is that we are disruptors. That is our job. We are this great disruptors, and we disrupt our children's lives. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that. Now, as parents, one of the things that we want to do is for our children to do well, right? We want them to do the things that they need to do for them to do well in life. So that means do homework, right? That means, I don't know, brush your teeth, maybe be on time for school. That might mean helping when we're going on a trip and packing. And it means to help pack your clothes when you're going to camp. But what tends to happen is they don't do that. Instead, they might be on their phone, right? Looking at their phone, texting, calling their friends, or they might be watching TV. So our job as the disruptors is to walk into the room and say, "Hey, what you doing?" And then they will immediately put their phone down and go, "Oh, I'm getting ready to do my homework, Dad." "Oh, great. Well, why don't I help you with that by taking your phone?" Or we walk into another room and there's a child on the television and we say, "Hey, what you doing?" They say, "Well, I'm getting ready to clean my room, Dad." I go, "Great. I'll turn off the TV and help you out with that." The thing you have to remember is, in our lives as Christians, I think Jesus works that way as well. He's kind of our disruptor, right? We're doing things, things seem to be going well, and all of a sudden, boom, something happens to disrupt us. And like my children, they have a choice. Their choice is they can do what I ask them to do or not. But the difference is this. If my children choose not to do what I ask them to do, Father Larry gets upset and he might raise his voice just a teensy bit. If we refuse to do what Jesus does, what does he do? Just what he did today. He'll go. He'll get into the boat and he'll leave. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, we witnessed some people that were disrupted by Jesus. They had a couple of choices. They could choose to understand that disruption as something that is beneficial to them, or they could choose to ask Jesus to leave. Today, the same choice is offered to us as well. So this morning, we continue reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. We're in this 8th chapter. And in this chapter, Jesus is pretty busy. The beginning of this chapter, we see him healing some lepers. Then he goes on to heal some more people. Last week, we read from this chapter again, and we see that Jesus heals another person, right? This centurion's servant. Then Jesus is, they have all these crowds around him, so he gets in a boat. And if we remember, they have all these waves, and Jesus calms the seas. And then he gets to the other side of the lake. And he gets to this area where the people there are not Jewish. And we know that because they were pig herders, right? So he arrives there and he gets there and all of a sudden he's greeted by these demonics. And they see him and they start yelling, right? They go, "Jesus, Son of God, are you here to torment us before the time?" What is Jesus doing to their day? He's disrupting it, right? He's there disrupting their day. They say to him, "Look, if you're going to cast us out, cast us into that swine over there." And Jesus says, "Okay, fine. Go into the swine." They go into the swine, and the swine do what? They go down into the cliff, and they die in the water. Guess who's watching? The owners of the swine, right? And guess what just happened to their day? Oh, it was disrupted. They were not happy. So what do? they go into the village and they say, hey, there's this guy, this Jewish guy, Jesus, who just came, healed this demonic guy, and now the swine are gone. So what just happened to their day? It just got disrupted, didn't it? So they go to Jesus, and now they have some choices, don't they? Friends of my family in Christ, I was thinking about this, and I thought about all the different times in my life where I'm sitting at my desk trying to get all my work done, and all of a sudden, I have a disruption, right? Someone comes to the door who needs something, or something happens, and I have to take care of it. There are two ways that I can view these disruptions in my life. I can view them as an annoyance. I can say, ah, here we go again. Or I can view these disruptions as Jesus may be trying to tell me something. I can view these disruptions as a way that maybe, just maybe, I can grow a little bit more. And that is what we see today. But we see what we don't want to do, right? These people had a choice. They could see the great work that Jesus did through this man, that he healed these two men, that they no longer were demon-possessed, that they were free. But instead, they chose to focus on what happened to them. They chose to focus on their herd of swine instead of focusing on what they could learn and gain from Jesus. I have one last thing I want to offer to you. How many of you have ever gone to therapy? Like physical therapy? Yeah. Is it fun? No. Do you feel better right away? Absolutely not. It's kind of painful, right? The therapist doesn't want you to be in pain, but in order for you to get well, it's going to hurt a little bit. And the same thing is true within our life with Christ. Sometimes he's going to disturb your lives a little bit, not because he wants to hurt you, but because he wants to heal you. Sometimes he's going to make your life a bit upside down, not because he wants you upset, but because he wants you to come to him. My friends and my family in Christ, today, Jesus might disrupt your lives just a little bit right here in this church. Jesus might be asking you to change your course just a little bit. You have a choice. You can tell him to go away, and he will, or you can open yourselves up to what he's trying to teach you. We can open ourselves up to what he really wants for us. And when we do that, we will find continued growth in him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.